Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 23rd of October 2025. Today's topic is Attempted Crime of Passion, Part 2. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 39, verse 11 to 16. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and was fled forth, but she called unto the men of her house, and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me, and fled, and got him out." Verse 16. And she laid up his garment by her, until his lord came home. Our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 39, verse 12. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got him out. Joseph's determination and discipline in overcoming temptation in Potiphar's house has continued to inspire millions through the ages. Joseph was a dutiful servant in his master's house, minding his business, but the master's wife was used by the devil to tempt him to sleep with her. This tells us that temptation will always come our way irrespective of who we are. Potiphar's wife was probably attracted to Joseph because he did his job well and was excellent at what he did. She was used by Satan to lure him into sin to destroy the great plans that God had for him. But Joseph overcame. As youths, we should be careful when we have some privileges and talents. The devil will always send tempters our way to lure us into sin and destroy God's great plans for our future. As a child of God, your future is bright and great, and you must guard it jealously. Joseph violently separated himself from the temptress and fled. We must be intentional in separating ourselves from youths, places, and situations that can make us sin against God. Quote for the day: the devil will always send tempters. The challenge for today is: yield not to temptation. Prayer. Lord, please make me victorious over temptations. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.